Next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
In a further sign of the United States' determination to help the nations of Africa combat terrorism, millions of dollars in rewards are being offered for information on 7 top leaders of the Al-Qaeda-linked Somalia-based terrorist organization Harakat Shabab al-Mujahideen, or Al-Shabaab. The group, listed as a foreign terrorist organization since 2008, has control of large areas of southern and central Somalia and is responsible for the deaths of thousands of Somali civilians, peace activists, international aid workers, journalists, and civilians, as well as African Union peacekeepers who are helping to restore stability and prosperity to the region. Tens of thousands of people have been forced to flee their homes amid the fighting. Since 2006, Al-Shabaab has engaged in a campaign of violence, including bombings and suicide attacks, which have killed thousands. In July 2010, it planned and executed a bomb attack in Kampala, Uganda, that killed more than 70 people, including an American citizen. Under the terrorist designation, the United States imposed financial and other restrictions on the group, blocking property and prohibiting U.S. persons from engaging in transactions with its members. Now, for the first time, the U.S. is offering rewards for information leading to the location of 7 of its leaders. A reward of up to $7 million is being offered for information leading to the location of Al-Shabaab's founder, Ahmed Abdi Al-Mohamed. 35 years old, he was born in Hargeisa, Somalia, and has used the aliases Mukhtar Abdulrahim Abu Zubair and Sheikh Mukhtar. He has exercised command responsibility for the group's operations and also served as a conduit for its financing. Rewards of up to $5 million each are offered for information on the location of Al-Mohamed's associates, Ibrahim Haji Jama, also known as Abu Zalma, Fuad Mohamed Khalaf, a dual Somali and Swedish national, also known as Fuad Shongala, Bashir Mohamed Mahmoud, an Al-Shabaab military commander believed to have been born between 1979 and 1982. Mukhtar Robu, a 43-year-old who has served as an Al-Shabaab spokesman and who carries an Eritrean passport. Rewards of up to $3 million each are offered for information on the location of 2 additional Al-Shabaab leaders, Al-Mohamed's deputy, Abdullahi Yare, and the group's intelligence chief, Zakaria Ismail Ahmed Herzi, also known as Zaki Madobi. The U.S. guarantees that all credible reports will be investigated and the identity of all informants will be kept confidential. If appropriate, the U.S. is prepared to protect informants by relocating them. If you have information on any of these men, contact the Regional Security Office at the nearest U.S. Embassy and the tip line at www.rewardsforjustice.net or email information to rfj@state.gov.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government.